What a nightmare world. We're right back to World War II. We're right back to Jew or anti-Jew. And the globalist above it all manipulating the whole thing, bringing us towards total oblivion. Not good, folks. Not a good situation. We're talking about the mad scientist, the geoengineering, the new world order, the poison shots, the AI, the robot takeover, the aliens, all of it. But no, everything's the Middle East. Everything is on and on and on and on and on. Trump, I'm going to probably be the Israeli prime minister now. And Israel, yeah, we came in and won those elections, but don't say we did or you're anti-Semitic. It's just like, God, give me a break. What a disaster. Let's go to Alan in Florida, who says he's Jewish. I appreciate him calling. Hopefully he's not a joker like the caller before last. What is your take on the whole situation? Go ahead.
I am definitely not a joker. This is a very serious situation here. And I stopped trusting this government back around 9/11 when my brother was supposedly killed on one of those planes. I do not support anything that's going on with this as far as our involvement with Israel. Israel needs to fight their own battles, their own wars. We should have nothing to do with this. We should just be taking care of our own country. I think, you know, Trump was doing a good job for the first year, and then he turned around 180 degrees, and we've got a total mess out there.
Yeah, he seems to think the Strait of Hormuz and the fertilizer and the fuel crisis is not a big deal. He seems like Marie Antoinette.
We are headed for a disaster here, and I don't support wars at all. One of the reasons I voted for him is he said he was the president of peace. There weren't going to be any of these major wars.
Do you buy his pressure. Claim that 99% of MAGA supports him and that 99% of Israel supports him? We know that's horse crap.
Yeah, not even close. And I can tell you that everybody that I know personally that was a supporter has backed away from this. We think he's lost his mind at this point. But the point is, I'm saying is, you know, living in this society, you know, just because I happen to be born Jewish doesn't mean I support any of this. I've been a patriot for many years.
Oh, I know that. I understand that. And so what I'm asking you is then, not just talking to, you know, everybody else, but talking to other Jews in Florida, if you had to do a dead reckoning, I mean, Trump says 99% support this. Obviously, we know that's not true. Just kind of canvassing you, what's the feeling you get talking to fellow Jews?
So I would say it's mixed. Some of these people say, well, we got to stick with Israel no matter what because they're the Jewish state and all of this. And the intelligent ones actually do not support this at all. They realize what this whole thing is rigged and what it's all about and how disgusting the whole process is here with all the killing. And I mean, these are war crimes we're talking about here. It's disgusting.
Yeah, and then Netanyahu goes, oh, but we got attacked. Yeah, you funded Hamas and stood down. It's like, we're not endorsing the Muslims.
I don't believe when Trump says that he's running things. I think he was blackmailed into this.
Well, I mean, Netanyahu's convicted. He needs this. Maybe Trump's right. They should pardon him. The president should pardon him. So Netanyahu, you think Netanyahu would go away, though, if he got pardoned? He seems to love this.
Yeah, yeah. And the globalists are, you know, are certainly bent on destroying everything and trying to pick up the ashes. You know, everything that you said on Endgame, I mean, it's exactly what's happened here. At the beginning of 2020, when they released COVID, I was telling everybody they're trying to kill us. They'll have a shot coming out later this year. I warned so many people not to take that shot. They wouldn't listen to me. A lot of them got very bad effects.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the point is, when it comes to this, I think it's disgusting. It's disgraceful. And I think there'll be a reckoning for this later on.
Oh, I agree. The Israel lobby thinks they just won the war. No, they won a battle. They lost the war. But then there's the effects of that, which is even worse.
There's a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at alexjoneslive.com. They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back. Stronger. Louder. Unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal. AlexJonesLive.com. The coordinates of freedom.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal at AlexJonesLive.com.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to rush through your phone calls here, and then I'm going to pause, hit some other news we haven't gotten to yet. And then I want to continue on with your calls, and Matt Bracken joins me to talk about the geopolitical developments here. But it is a 100% fact that 80-something days into this, a third of world fertilizer didn't get delivered. It's already causing massive problems, not just in other countries, but here. And we're not as unself-sufficient as other countries. And it's already causing mass inflation. Trump's recovery is being derailed. Howard Lutnick wrote the tariff deals to be defeated. He bet against it himself and made billions. And now the Supreme Court has struck it all down. And Trump's plan is failing. And then the Kool-Aid drinkers that are deep in the Kool-Aid are just everywhere. You're a traitor. You're a Muslim. You're a Marxist. You're a Russian agent. Trump's going to win $85 trillion D chess. He's invincible. Shut up. And I'm just proven right again and again and again. This is not hard to predict. This stuff is very simple. And I'm just in horror right now. Absolute horror. Now, we had one caller call in. I said I wanted to hear from Jews on their view on all this. And a fake guy basically impersonating, you know, so he could defame people. And I don't think that's fair to do that. It's not a joke. And then you had another guy who was very serious. And I appreciate his call. So if you know, we're taking calls on Kentucky. We're taking calls on Israel, and Israel openly manipulating our elections, openly involved, openly swinging its dick around, and then what comes out of that? It just deepens the crisis. It just goes on and on and on and on, and then all the unsavory characters on the other side. That's why I'm in a rock and a hard place here, with Israel's leadership being so villainous. Then the opposition to it. In many cases, is just drooling. And then you get somebody real like Massey that's eloquently opposing stuff that's just wrong. He gets sidelined and you know, thrown overboard. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. So let's rampage through your calls. Who's been holding the longest here? That's who I'll go to. Jeff in Kentucky, then Ty, Justin, Kyle, Jay. Jeff in Kentucky, thanks for holding your own ear.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Appreciate the time. I'll tell you one thing. Lie, cheat, steal, murder. It's a great ground game for these deep staters. Massey did not lose. I am not voting. I'm not going to vote. 2020, Sidney Powell Linwood said that the Kraken was going to be released. Whatever happened, nothing happened. I'm getting sick and tired of this happening all over the country. We're being lied, and the elections are stolen, just like what Stalin said. It's not about who votes. It's about who counts the votes. That's what's happening. I had a professor in college.
And as you said, that's what Stalin said. He was right. I don't care who casts the vote. I care who counts them.
Yeah. And a professor told me in college in a criminal justice class, he said, crime does pay. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. And that's when it really hit me that we're all under a deep state covert operation. And that's what we're dealing with here.
I agree. Crime pays if you get in with organized crime, elite government groups, corporate crime syndicates. It pays for a while. They'll usually burn you if they need to. They feed on their own. It pays up front, but it also destroys you in the end. But my problem is, and I'm not saying I'm some holier-than-thou guy, I don't think about scams. I don't think about weasel moves. I don't think about how do I target dumb people. I want smart people. I want to do a good job, have an association with them. I just genetically, I know how to study corruption and how it works, but I just, I have no implementation of it. And but you look at, they're like, I'll never forget the guy that wrote Obamacare, Gruber, whatever his name was. He got up in all these interviews on TV and said, I taught Obama how to lie. We tripled prices and raped all his constituents. It's so funny for insurance companies. It makes you think Mangione's a good guy. He just sits up there and just brags to university PhD scholar groups about, I'm going to teach you how to lie. They're like, just, oh, God, teach me how to manipulate people. You destroy civilization when you dumb people down and then feed on them like they're cattle. That will bite you in the ass every time. You've got to raise them up. But that's what the knowledge of evil is, though. When you got Adam and Eve or the archetypal humans, it wasn't they were retarded. It was they were pure. It was all perfect. They were just good. But then they were given the knowledge of evil, which are these viruses, these systems that once you get into them, they create their own systems. And that's where we are right now. Anything else?
Yeah, I won't mention his name. I grew up with a cabinet person in Trump's first term, and they had a falling out. You can probably imagine who that was, but they had a falling out, and I haven't spoken to my friend in probably 3 years, so I'll never know what happened between him and Trump. But something's going on with Trump. We all know that. Something just, thanks to high heaven, if he's taken on by Netanyahu and that whole team,
he acts, I agree, he acts like 70% different than the old Trump, and every week it gets worse. You see the conversion over. So is it pure blackmail, or did he just decide to join them through expediency?
Good question. Why aren't the Epstein files released completely? What is all of this being hidden from us? What's going on?
Well, here's my problem. I study so much stuff, it's hard to even cover all the stuff I know is right. If I started trying to lie, or what's going to happen if I say this, I couldn't imagine living like that. But that's what most of these people live like. This morning, I decided not to lift weights because I only slept like 3 hours last night. So I got in my car and drove to another neighborhood that has a golf course on it. The sun's coming up, and I'm, just dressed normal, t-shirt, shorts, shoes. And there were already mainly older couples, I guess, in this neighborhood I drove over to. And I'm just walking, and I saw how they were timid. They were scared when I walked by, and they'd see other people and act weird. And I was just watching, how scared they were. And so much of the public is just, catatonic of political correctness, everything. I don't know why I'm telling that story. I walked by, 50 couples. Mainly, it was all husbands and wives out walking on this on this golf course before it opened up, and they all looked like they were deer in the headlights. It was just weird. I was like, I felt like their souls were sucked out, because I walked by 5-6 couples, and I'm like, and the woman would be like, I'd be walking, and she'd kind of go, when I was walking by, I'm like, God, I don't have upside down pentagrams and upside down crosses, tattoos or anything. But I was just looking at him. I was like, what happened to these people? I don't even know why I bring that into the context of this. It's just, we have become so tame, and it's time to get out of our comfort zone and stop giving a damn. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people in this country, they just want to have their barbecues and just tend to the families. They do not want to hear the bad things that are really happening to us. Their head is in the sand. They do not want to know what's really happening.
And I can't imagine that selfishness. Like, they think that they're getting ahead by not caring, when it's the opposite. Thanks for the call. I don't know why I even told that story. It was just or maybe everybody knows who I am or something. It was just weird. I'm like, because I go to parks and places and all over and hike. And sometimes I go to I go all the time to where they have the fire department roads where nobody's at. I just walked for 10 miles. I wouldn't see not one person. All these cool ponds and everything. It was just amazing. But today I went where people are at, and it was just I'd be walking, and the women would just like, ooh. They're like all scared of me. I was like, what is going on here? What are they seeing when I come walking up? I guess I look like Lex Luthor or something. I don't know. But my point is, like, these are pussies. Like, what's going on? Or are they possessed? Or, I mean, what do they see when I walk by? Like, they're a body snatcher or something? I don't know. It was weird, man. It was weird. Weird. But everybody instinctively knows the end of an era is here. They're all having anxiety deep down. And so I guess with me, I'm like carrying all this energy and this weight of all this. And I guess, you know, you're walking along and the sun's coming up and it's just getting light. And here comes Alex Jones marching towards you. I guess it just happened over and over and over and over. And I was like, let me just really walk really nice. Maybe I'm walking aggressively. Let me just walk really wimply. I didn't even slow down. And I didn't like, oh, let me. I said, well, there's another one 100 yards up before they see me. Let me just kind of walk slow, get my phone out. By the end, I was doing like a test. I'm like, and I'm sitting there on my phone walking like, you know, a mile an hour. And I look over and the people are looking at me in horror. I don't know what it was. It was weird, man. Let's go ahead and talk to Jay in Alabama, who's Jewish. He wants to give his take on the situation and all this craziness. What's it like, Jay, to be the center of attention?
Shalom, Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Alex Jones. I belong to a Chabad down here in Alabama, which was the last place I thought I would ever belong to. After being from Massachusetts, I grew up in a somewhat orthodox setting. And that Zev Zelenko, the rabbi, there's three rabbis there. One's kind of a Zionist, one's kind of like a, like kind of like you and I, and then there's another one, I can't quite figure him out. But I would love you to speak with Rabbi Yoshi Freeman and or his dad, Rabbi Manus Friedman. And there's a lot that I hear on here, and I've been listening to you for years. I take all your products. I take 13 different supplements every day.
Thank you.
And I love them all.
But I think what you're getting here is people don't get the diversity of rabbis and Jewish thought, and they'll hand pick, and then they'll demonize it off of a few statements here and there. Where I'm defending there, then I get upset by what Netanyahu's doing, which is obviously incendiary for a part of a larger plan. But sorry, I love Zeb Zelenko. What a beautiful soul. What a great man. Was so sad when he died. Yeah, he was on the week before he died. He said, I'm having heart surgery. I'll probably die, but I love you all. He was so strong, and I was so sad when he died.
I was listening. So, but a couple things that I'm not the most learned individual. That's why those rabbis that I mentioned, Freeman, there's about 11 of them, and they're all wonderful people. And they're welcoming, and they're easy to talk to, not like that. And I got nothing against Lomo, what's his name there? The rabbi you had on the other day. I don't even know why you talked to him. I wouldn't talk to him. But anyways.
Well, he asked to come on. You're talking about Shmoly.
Shmoly, yeah. But he is intelligent. So I will give him that, but he's a bit of a, he's got in his mind, I understand. I've been listening to you for 20 years, so I understand what happened in the baloney, I won't swear, that happened up in Connecticut. I understand. So, but there are very orthodox parishioners, I guess, or part of the congregation there that listen to you there also. And then there are some that think, you know, they're only reading and getting little clips, so you kind of been tainted. But I go in there and I wear my Alex Jones with right shirt and my hat, my black hat there with the InfoWars and all that. Anyways, I'm a bit of a...
Well, you understand what I'm doing. I want everybody to stop this, so I'm nice to everybody. So
what I'd love to see is everybody kind of have a communication where people got along. You know, I have friends that are Arabs that are here in America, and we get along just great. We eat the same food, and, you know, we discuss... Well, I'm a truck driver, of all things, and that nobody can believe a Jewish truck driver, but I'm a Jewish truck driver, and I'm doing very well, and I'm very grateful that I've been here for 18 years, and I've been driving since 1988. But, you know...
Hey, I was a large animal vet assistant, and you'd be surprised in East Texas how many Jews there are running their own farms, their own ranches. And people think like Jews are only doctors and lawyers. There's Jews doing everything.
Yeah. But there's two things I wanted to say. you said the other day Purim. It's not Purim. It's Purim.
Sorry, I get everything wrong. Sorry, I've been.
Yeah. No big.
I can barely speak English. Come on.
Yeah, and then
I don't have a teleprompter either. So remember, I'm just like, you know.
And then Tucker Carlson, who I've listened to for 20, 30 years, that I love. But he's not real liked right now because the Megillah is read every Purim, and the Megillah is the Book of Esther. And the Book of Esther, he got it all wrong. But I don't, you know, he's not Jewish, and so he doesn't know the Book of Esther. And essentially, Esther saved the Jewish people from being killed by King Ahasuerus. And because somebody wouldn't bow to Haman, and because he said, I only bow to God, and that was, anyways, it's a lot. But the rabbi that I'm talking to you about, I think I would just love to have you have a good conversation on the goodness of Judaism. This rabbi, he goes around and lights menorah lights in Alabama.
Well, let's do this. Let's do this. I'll put you on hold if you give me his name, if you got his number. I would love... You know, we had some super ultra Orthodox Jews show up like days before InfoWars got shut down 2 weeks ago. And I had to go to a legal meeting. So I drove by and they had these big signs out. And I said, oh, those are ultra Orthodox Jews. I bet they're like Nutricardi or something. I said, you know, Rob Dubas, the office, to go out and interview them. And, you know, we talked to them and got their whole view on it. But I want to have bigger discussions. I want to have larger discussions about all that. And I appreciate your call. Jay's info and the name of that rabbi again. I know he says Freeman, but there's a lot of Freemans out there, so maybe you can give us the information or a website or something. All right, let's go to the next caller, the longest holding here. That would be Justin in Kentucky on the election. Justin, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, long-time listener. I've been listening to you since 2015, right before you started supporting Trump. I bought your first book signed, loved it. I even got it on Audible.
Thank you. I was surprised
it was on there so I could listen to it at work.
Thank you.
My favorite supplements are Brain Force and your iodine. I don't even know if you can get the Brain Force anymore, but the Brain Force Ultra, I loved it.
We need to bring that back.
Yeah. So what I call for is I live here in Indiana. I'm a purebred Indiana Christian boy. I live 5 minutes from Kentucky, where that district is from Massey. And just like all the other callers that called in, you know, I work with these people from Kentucky. You know, I don't, they come across the river. I can go across. It's not very far. There ain't nobody that knows who this Ed Galen guy is. Nobody knows who he is. I mean, this is Massey country. I mean, it's either somehow they managed to brainwash all these old school MAGA folks or they stole it. I mean, there's no way.
Well, I think it's nobody a mix of both. I mean, they ran massive TV, radio ads, print ads. But how do you get a 357% increase in turnout, and how do you have 10,000 plus votes that magically appear a few hours before in mail-in that are basically all for this guy?
It's that Israel lobby, man. Something's got to be done about it. You know, nobody seems to even really care up there in D.C. I mean, it's a problem. I'm totally, you know, I love this administration the first 4 years, and it was good for, you know, when he got reelected. I voted for Trump 3 times. But I'm telling you right now, I'm off of it. I'm off of it, man. I'm not a war guy at all. I don't like war. And he was supposed to be the, you know, anti-war president. Here he is. I mean, we're getting ready. World War III, World War IV coming.
What are you, an Iranian agent? I've been called an Iranian agent. Trump's like, if you elect Kamala, she'll go to war with Iran. That'll close the strait. That'll kill the economy. Yeah. You vote for me, you get peace. And I'm like, hey, you're going back against your promise. Shut up, traitor.
Hey, another thing is I watch you on Rumble, you know, almost every day, and I listen to your work, you know, on my headphones, whatever. I have never, ever one time been censored on your Rumble channel for anything I say. But today I went on several different Rumble channels and just simply said it was stolen from Massey, it's fraud. Guess what? Bang, censored. It's unbelievable. These people are showing themselves. They're all showing their asses, man. Excuse me for.
So you're saying you were like in the, you were in the Rumble's been the best free speech outlet out there. You're saying you were on Rumble. Rumble chat
and some of the big channels. I can't remember all the names of them or whatever, but you know, the ones they put up there in highlight in the morning, you know, I got on there and just typed Massey 1, this is a fraud. Bam, muted, silenced, you're done. It's just, why would you censor, something like that?
Well, let me tell you, the Pentagon has a censorship system in since the early 50s, and that's why when we saw Secretary of Defense show up, Massey was 20-something points ahead in all the real polls, and I was like, oh, he'll win last week if they don't steal it. And then when I saw Hegseth show up and how he was acting, what he said, and he said he will lose. Let me tell you, the Pentagon didn't go do that for no reason. So that, yeah.
What's with this Hegseth, man? What is he doing? It's ridiculous. You know, they have, has this ever happened before in the past where they
look, Hegseth's a combat veteran. He was over there in a bunch of jurors. He's mad at the Muslims, which I totally get. And then he just sees Israel as an ally, so he's going to do whatever. He's not a bad person. He believes in it. And we have to understand, a lot of people who are fighting, they believe they're right. Okay, well, yeah. Hegseth said do it. When Mossad said do it, even the IDF said didn't do it. The Pentagon said don't do it. The CIA said don't do it. The point is, we're right. It didn't work. So let's cut through the BS. The mullahs didn't fall, and now we're getting sucked into a wider war. So I just bypassed this whole thing about, oh, you're for the mullahs. No, I said 86 days ago when this started, on March 1st, yes, that three-hour Saturday show, I said, if they fell, I'd be great, but they're not going to. This has been war-gamed, and so there's no debate here. We're being sucked into something that will kill the global economy. It already is, derail everything Trump's doing, and he won't admit he's been conned. But that's why we've got to keep putting this out. Thanks for the call. All right, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back, and I'm giving each caller a lot of time, which I love doing, but I won't get to all of you if I don't speed up. So I'm going to try to shut up and give you each about 2 minutes, and I'll make a comment quickly after what you say and move on, because we got Matt Bracken coming up with huge news as well and so much other interesting stuff we need to cover. Briefly, this is a product that I got 6, 7, 8 months ago at a department store. That is a Faraday cage, anti-RFID, super lightweight wallet that's leather and aerospace aluminum. It holds 25 cards, 20 bills on top of that. It's little. It slips right in your pocket. You'll never want to go back to another wallet after you have this. We have it with Don't Tread on Me and 1776. We're also having some come out because people just like murdered out clean because I told them to get those too, but those are coming in. But these are great with the designs, limited edition. They're going to sell out quickly. The new Freedom Shield wallet, the new Freedom Shield RFID wallet is here. So people can't point these little readers at you and grab all your information off your chips on your cards and more. The new Freedom Shield RFID wallet is here. It comes in two powerful patriotic designs, Don't Tread on Me in 1776, made with top grain leather and aerospace grade aluminum. This thing is slim, strong, secure, and built for everyday carry. It holds up to 25 cards and 20 bills, has RFID blocking protection and secure cash strap and quick pull tab access, so you get strength, security, and premium patriotic design all in one wallet. Normally $69, like $80 in stores. It's $49 for everybody else, but for VIPs, $39.20, $10 off for VIPs. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's a big buy one, get one free on the T3 iodine methylene blue that ends in less than 48 hours at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? And you're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body. but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes them. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body, as it is to all of our bodies, by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So we're about to go back to your calls, but first, this just in, breaking now. The White House promised over the weekend that soon there would be an indictment of Raul Castro, the brother of Fidel Castro, and that's the pretext to have a raid and remove him. The CIA met in the last 2 weeks with the Cuban leadership. They follow the Venezuelan model. They will grab the leadership. The leadership under them will then take over, and it'll be a client state of the United States. Like I said 6 months ago, I said, at one level academically, I support, it's in our hemisphere, gunboat diplomacy, Monroe Doctrine, Barbary Pirate precedent, Thomas Jefferson, look those up. They're manipulating our elections. They're with the drug cartels. Okay, I could tacitly say I could support that. First time regime change ever support. But I overall don't support it because they tend to put somebody even worse in, like overthrow Assad 2 years ago, put in the head of al-Qaeda. They do mass purges of Christians and non-radical Muslims and all the rest of it. And that's what I would imagine we're going to have here, because they've already met with the... So they're going to leave the communists in charge, and then I guess build some hotels and whatever, and Cuba opens up to tourism, but commies still run it. Not good. So Here's the news. Today we are announcing an indictment charging Raul Castro and several others with conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals, famously blowing up an airplane with terrorism, says the Attorney General Todd Blanche in Miami. My message today is clear: the United States and the president does not and will not forget its citizens. So that's better than a full invasion. And you know, Cuba will make a deal to let them come grab him for the big spectacle. And that'll be Trump's consolation prize with the Iran war failing. Trump got all hyped up, was my concern with his success with Maduro, that he would then think Iran would be a cakewalk. So the pivot is into Cuba. Who knows how this is going to go? I've always been concerned, like the Bay of Pigs, the CIA could set up Trump, but it seems like they're running things, so they're pretty happy with Trump right now. We'll continue to track all this. Here is the acting attorney general laying out the next leg of this. Here it is.
Today, we are announcing an indictment charging Raul Castro and several others with conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals. Mr. Castro and the others are charged with additional crimes as well, including destruction of aircraft and four individual counts of murder. The indictment was returned by a grand jury sitting in this district in Miami on April 23rd, 2026, and was unsealed today. For nearly 30 years, the families of four murdered Americans have waited for justice. On February, this is a story all too familiar. On February 24th, 1996, two civilian aircraft operated by Brothers to the Rescue were shot down over international waters by military aircraft from Cuba. Four men were killed: Carlos Costa, Armando Alejandre Jr., Mario de la Peña, and Pablo Morales. They were unarmed civilians and were flying humanitarian missions for the rescue and protection of people fleeing oppression across the Florida Straits. As alleged in the indictment, Raul Castro and five co-defendants participated in a conspiracy that ended with Cuban military aircraft firing missiles at those civilian planes and killing four Americans. Those are the allegations returned by a federal grand jury. My message today is clear. The United States and President Trump does not and will not forget its citizens.
So it's not regime change, it's law enforcement. And so this follows the pattern of Venezuela. They will remove the regime and put the underlings in charge and not have elections, and the U.S. will run a dictatorship in Cuba. I didn't sign up for that. Free the Cuban people. And maybe this goes different. U.S. announces charges against former Cuban leader Raul Castro in 1996 aircraft shootdown. There you go. That's where we're at. Trump's definitely on the move here. He definitely thinks he's doing this for America. And I said, in our sandbox, yeah, okay. Better watch out, though. You get set up, but okay, yeah, okay. But not Iran. The Pentagon told you that, too. So, because we're all sitting here like, okay, the boomers are like, all right, the third of the fertilizer's cut off. All right, the fuel, big deal, you know, everything's fine. And now the chickens are coming home to roost. All right, let's go to your calls. Kyle in Kentucky on the election and the chicanery we saw there. What's your take on what happened last night in Kentucky?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
So I just wanted to call in and just give my little, you know, while I was there voting from Owen County, I just received my ballot. And the lady in charge of the voting booths or whatever, she announces, I thought it was kind of weird that she kind of just said it out loud, but she looks over at the two ladies that were handing out the ballots to everybody, and she goes, make sure you're handing out the right ballots, because so-and-so just called, and apparently they've been handing out the wrong ballots all afternoon. I just wanted to throw that out there. If there was any doubt that Massey's election was stolen, there's some proof right there, probably.
Well, let's flesh that out, because that was done in Houston, Tucson, and Phoenix, and a bunch of other key cities in 2020 and after, where they would give out the wrong ballots or the ballots weren't long enough to be printed. That is a classic tactic that's used, where they're giving people ballots that aren't even the right ballots, so those are discarded. Everybody comes in to vote for Massey, and then you just absorb that big group and then only give out the real ballots at the end. Then magically 10,000 mail-ins come in that are all for the Israel First candidate, and then he wins. And then you've got a turnout 357 times what it's ever been. That's one out of 200, they're saying. Do you believe that?
I don't know about that. I know that Kentucky's a pretty loyal state, even at their detriment sometimes. And I know everybody that I know in Owen County voted for Massey. And I'm sure there was a lot of people that showed up just to vote for Massey this time because they were trying to get rid of him. So
the headline should be, which is all the caller said, Kentucky citizens smell a rat. Nobody knows who this guy is. Everybody we know voted for Massey. So why do you think Massey threw the towel in? I think he's done. I think he's sick of this. He wants out.
I hope not. I think Massey's one of the good ones. I don't agree with everything that he is about, but I do think that he's one of the good ones. He's a constitutionalist. He's all for the Second Amendment. And to be honest, he's calling out the Israel BS.
Yeah, he has a perfect Second Amendment voting record. You're right. He's called out Israel.
I hope you were right, and I hope he tries to run for governor.
I hope we need to draft him and pressure him to keep fighting. I got a sneaking suspicion. So I talked to folks that know him. He's just sick of it, just like MTG. Thanks for the call. Great points. All right, up next here, in the order they are received, let's talk to Joyce in Kentucky on the election. What's your take on what happened last night?
Oh, hey, Alex. This is Joyce.
Welcome.
Welcome. We are voters in Shelby County. I voted, my husband voted, my daughter voted, my son-in-law voted. We thought voter turnout was just about normal, what you'd expect. We didn't see these hordes of extra voters anywhere.
But we're told there's all these magical voters, 357% more.
We just didn't see it. I mean, this
I've
is
seen a lot of voting place videos that Ryan Madden and others shot. It was small groups of people.
We didn't stand in line at all. Nobody did. But, I mean, it was about what you'd expect for an off-term, you know, election. So we just, you know, I was hopeful, but we were at an event on Friday that Massey was speaking at, and you could feel there was a spirit of heaviness. You could just feel that people were getting kind of low about it. So we weren't entirely surprised about the return, but we're pretty upset about it.
Well, I got exuberant when he was 28 points ahead in Polymarket last week and just said, oh, I think he's going to win. But then I prayed about it, and I said yesterday, he's going to lose for sure because the Pentagon doesn't show up to campaign against somebody. It's never been done in 250 years unless the fix is in.
Right.
and the fix is in.
Yeah, and we heard Lauren Boebert speak, you know, just before he spoke, and I felt that she was speaking at great political risk to herself.
Oh, Trump wants her primary now. She goes, I still support Trump, but I can support me. Exactly.
Right. Well, I voted for Trump myself. You know, I voted for him 3 times, but I'm not. I don't know why I'm the enemy now. I don't know how we got to be at odds with each other.
He came out and said I was the enemy because I said that Iran isn't going to fall. They're going to close the strait and your whole economic plan's done. The Pentagon said that. Right. All I did was agree with the Pentagon. I'm the bad guy.
Yeah. Well, I feel you. You know, that's what we're coming from, too. So, but we'll just see how it pans out. I mean, we live about 20 minutes from the Gowron farm. They're nice people. I don't know anything, a stain on their character. I just don't feel like he was the right man for the job. That's all.
Well, the other callers all said nobody knows who he is. Sounds like you know who he is. Well, what's his history?
Is he a
Kentuckian?
The county know who he is. Yeah. He's a businessman. He's a successful farmer. He's got a good farm store, and you know he's a nice guy. I'm not gonna.
Well, that's good news. Maybe give me hope.
He's
a real Kentuckian. Then he's not a total synthetic.
He's a real Kentuckian.
Well, that's good news.
He's not a paper doll. He's a real guy.
Well, that's good news then.
Well, you know, you pray, and then you vote. And then you pray even more. That's all I can say.
I appreciate your call. Yeah, I mean, my whole view on this is you can't have a foreign power come in and give $20+ million against a candidate. That's why I'm against it. A lot of stuff, Massey, that I didn't agree with. The point is that he took on the system, and this is a message to everybody. You better sit down and shut up. And I don't like that. I don't like that at all. What about you? And the Israel lobby bragging how they did it, and AIPAC bragging they did it. And then they got Shapiro saying, you're anti-Semitic if you say Israel got involved. Just shut up. Stop insulting me. I don't even want to give Shapiro talking points of how he can be more convincing. It's like the very worst stuff he could do, he does. You know, I followed this war with Israel thing through with the Muslims and all of it, and it's a nuclear war. Everybody wanting to blow up Israel needs to stop that right now. The Muslims are crazy. People around Israel are crazy. We need to stop this right now. This is satanic. It needs to end right now. All right, Darren in Kentucky, your take on the election. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. Just to establish some credibility real quick, I was the author on the legal complaint against Adam Schiff with Christine Bish, so I'm pretty well tied in.
I tried to hear what you said. Tried to hear what you said. What?
So I was the author on the criminal complaint, the mortgage fraud complaint against Adam Schiff, just to establish some credibility. a friend of mine is actually, we'll call her leadership in the Massey campaign. So I had a conversation with her last night. All internal polling that they've done for the last several weeks leading into last night showed Massey up significantly. And so they were pretty much floored, especially when people were coming out essentially celebrating midday, but long before polls even closed. So there is certainly quite a bit of miss in this whole situation.
So what do you think's going on?
I mean, you know, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, the most likely result is that it is a duck. This type of thing has happened before. I was involved in another whistleblower complaint in 2016 with that happened in South Carolina, and we saw the same thing where some of the dyed-in-the-wool deep state career politicians that were really well tied in came out celebrating and giving the exact numbers that they were going to win by around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, hours and hours before polls even closed. So, I mean, this is not something new. This is not a novel game. It's just that it seems like people are actually in a position where they can recognize what's happening. And the big question mark for me is what do we do about it at this point? Because This is not something novel.
I mean, does anybody believe that there was a 357% increase in voters and that magically 10,000 plus votes is how this guy won, comes in the last minute? Who buys that?
Well, I mean, I'd say mathematically it's improbable would be an understatement, right? I mean, you can't say that this is something that you expect, especially in a primary that, you know, it doesn't necessarily even have the executive branch up on offer. So I mean, it should tell you everything.
It tells me everything I need to know. Do you think Trump's been blackmailed by Israel, or he just joined with the Israel lobby because he thinks it's the most powerful group to support? Because he's burning down his support. We're going to lose the midterms. There's no doubt about that. Why is Trump doing that?
I mean, that's any answer I give would be conjecture, right? But, I mean, I will say this. It seems probable, if certainly more than possible, that there is something held underneath his feet that are keeping it to the flame, right? And so whether that's blackmail, whether that's some sort of issue, for me, my opinion, which is rooted in absolutely nothing but baseless opinion, he saw what happened the first go round when they impeached him twice. The difference is the numbers are there, and he's gone a lot farther. He's kind of paddled a lot farther into the deep end this time. So perhaps we've passed the point of no return, where the guy's quite literally looking at potential legal ramifications against him and his family for the trades, for opposing the deep state at all, right? And so this is the big question mark. Nobody really knows what it is that's
but we know there's a big change in Trump. Thanks for the call. All right, we've got JD, Will, and David. I'm going to talk to David, then I'm going to go to Matt Bracken, get his synopsis of what's happening. He's going to break it all down coming up. But what I know is the fertilizer cutoff, the oil cutoff, it's already baked in the end of Trump's recovery. That's admitted now. So that's the new world we're in. And then Iran doubling down, saying 70%+ of our missiles are left. We're ready to hit all your targets. Israel getting blown up over the weekend, their big missile base, nuclear reactor hit on fire in UAE, mass drone strikes in Russia. It's all escalating out of control. That's the bottom line. Matt Brackett will cover it. David, California, a Jewish Israelite, wants to give his take on all of this. Go ahead. Thanks for calling, David.
How's it going, Alex?
Good to talk to you. So what is your view on what I've been covering?
Yes, sir. I just want to say, before I say this, a lot of people, they lie about reading the Old Testament, but it's important that we actually read it and study it. And I've been studying and reading for like 13 years. But yeah, basically the people that are saying that they Jewish, they really, the Edomites, they are the brother of Yisrael. And Yisrael fits the prophecies that's in the books. So yeah, that's like a main thing that nobody really talk about. So people, they trying to do what God say, but it's really Yahuwah. But Yahuwah punished the Israelites. So like you was talking about the other day, like when the Israelites doing bad, we get punished. And that's why we got scattered across the earth and made slaves, which we are still slaves right now. And we supposed to turn back to Yahuwah. That's the real prophecy. But these people from Turkey, they claiming to be us. And they've been doing this type of stuff throughout history. But yeah, I mean, we all related under we know our sons, but still they out here claiming some stuff that's not true. And the real prophecy is that we need to turn back to Yahuwah. Yahuwah the one that give us the land. We don't have to drop no bombs on people to get that land. So the truth just need to be read in the books of the Old Testament, which is that we got to turn back to Yahuwah. We got to follow the law.
Well, let me ask you this. Where do you see all this going? Because I tried to make this about a humanity against the globalists and dehumanization. Now they've successfully made it about Jew versus everybody else. That's what they wanted. How do you see this battle unfolding?
I mean, as long as we unite and talk and actually read the books and ask Yahuwah to help us, which is the true name of God, we're going to be good. We'll prevail over there trying to censor everything and all the illogical things that they're doing. We just got to unite as people because we are better. And Yahuwah provides for us, and nothing that they can do will actually succeed if we trust in Yahuwah. Because, like, Yahuwah protected David, he protected Daniel. He always protects us if we trust in Yahuwah and ask for help. But we got to do it on a massive scale. We got to start actually reading the books and not just lying about it, because a lot of people lie about it. But I posted on my Instagram, almost got all of it on there. And then on my YouTube, I was posting it too. And I had been tagging you like almost every day because I wanted to get on here and talk to you about it as well, because I see you having some people on here that's like talking about it, but they not really, they haven't really read it because they're saying stuff that's not true. But yeah, I like to go over the books with you because it's always good to actually read the books and look at the scriptures. Yeah, and read it all the way, not just like one verse, but the whole chapter. And the
all right, brother, thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. I'm going to introduce Brad Bracken and have him take over. I want to try to get to JD and Will, but we'll see if we can. Briefly, because we won't be here if I don't do this. I will expand this network. I will bring on powerful hosts, reporters, we've already done before, but I need you to decide you want to be part of this mission. It's like a Mission Impossible. Here is your mission if you choose to accept it. I need your word of mouth. I need your prayer. I need you to share the articles and videos on your email list, text message, all that. That's the real power, not on the social media stuff. Do that there too. But I need your support. TheAlexShowStore.com. We have a buy one, get one free that ends tomorrow, where you can get a bottle of the highest quality, pure, medical-grade iodine, magic things it does. It's so incredible. Missing Link, get a free bottle. Or get ultramethylene blue with the best medical grade methylene blue. Get one bottle, get one free. Or get one bottle of the iodine and get a free bottle of the methylene blue. You can mix and match. That sale is live right now at thealexshowshore.com. I have the fighting spirit. I won't back down, but I can't do it without you. I thank you for your support. Those that have supported, and I ask those that haven't, take action now. Step into a wider world. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. Get the free Droid and Apple app for the new show. Go to the news site, AlexJonesLive.com. Please take action now. We have the new Freedom Shield wallet, RFD, RFID, with the Faraday cage, you can't be tracked. Wallets, high quality, the lowest price you're going to find. TheAlexShowStore.com. Those are selling out quickly. It takes funds to fight a war. We have great products so that you love them and want to get them again. TheAlexShowStore.com. Got the buy one, get one free right now on T3, the best iodine and the best methylene blue, right now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Former Navy SEAL, best-selling author and researcher, Matt Bracken, geopolitical expert. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI under Obama's command launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.